Reading from the Social Writings of the Rabash, page 83, Mighty Rock of My Salvation, you can download the text at Kabla.tv, send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
Go ahead.
Page 83, the Social Writings of the Rabash, Mighty Rock of My Salvation. In the Hanukkah song, we say, Mighty Rock of My Salvation, to praise you is a delight. Restore my house of prayer, and there we will bring a thanksgiving offering. The song begins with words of praise. To praise you is a delight, and then begins with words of prayer. Restore my house of prayer. Afterwards, it returns to words of thanksgiving and praise, and there we will bring a thanksgiving offering. Thus, there are three things here similar to the order of the prayer. One, the first three of the 18 are praise and thanksgiving. Two, the middle three are please. Three, the last three are praise and thanksgiving once more. Thus, we begin with the present, as it says, to praise you is a delight, meaning we thank and praise you for the good we have received from you. It is as our sages said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. The reason is that one who believes that the Creator is merciful and gracious and that He desires to do good to the creations has room for prayer. This is why we must first establish the praise of the Creator, meaning a person himself should establish praise of the Creator. This does not mean that the Creator should see that the person is praising Him, since the Creator does not need people. Rather, the person himself should see the praise of the Creator, and then he can ask Him to help him, since his conduct is to do good to his creations. Thus, after he said, to praise you is a delight, comes the prayer and we say, restore my house of prayer. What is my house of prayer? It means, as it is written, even them will I bring them to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. My holy mountain, Har, mountain comes from the word Hirurim, thoughts, contemplations, meaning that He will bring them thoughts of Kedusha, holiness, that all their thoughts will be only of Kedusha, and make them joyful in my house of prayer is man's heart so that he will So there will be a place for the presence of divinity there. Divinity is called prayer, as it is known that Malchut is called prayer, as it is written, but I am all prayer. After restore my house of prayer comes there, and there we will bring thanksgiving offering. It follows that first there is a praise, then there is a prayer, and then a praise once more, like the order of the prayer, which concludes with praise and thanksgiving. But what can one do if he wants to begin with praise, but his heart is closed, and he feels that he is full of faults and cannot open his mouth and sing and praise? The advice is to go above reason and say that everything is covered chasadim, mercies. In other words, he should say that everything is chesed, grace, mercy, but it is covered from him because he is not yet qualified to see the delight and pleasure that the Creator has prepared for his creations. And after he establishes the praise of the Creator, meaning that he believes above reason that everything is good and gracious, he should pray that the Creator will mend his heart to become my house of prayer, meaning that the mercies of the Creator will appear there. This is called revealed chasadim. And then, there we will bring a thanksgiving offering, meaning that he will give thanks for having been privileged with offering the vessels of reception. This is called, there we will bring a thanksgiving offering, for having been rewarded with sacrificing his will to receive. In return for it came the will to bestow, which is called the place of the temple. But the important thing is for a person to first have a desire to sacrifice the will to receive. And since the will to receive is the very essence of the Creator, the creature loves it. And it is very difficult for him to understand that it must be annulled, or else it is impossible to be rewarded with anything spiritual. In corporality, we see that a person has a desire and deficiency that concerns him, which comes from the inside of his body. And there is a desire that one acquires from the outside, not from himself. In other words, if there were no people outside who begot this desire in him, he would never feel that he needed it. But people on the outside begot this desire in him. For example, a person alone will still want to eat, drink, sleep, and so on, even when there are no other people around him. However, if there are people around him, there is the matter of shame, where others compel him. Then he must eat and drink what people around him compel him to. This is apparent primarily in clothing. At home, a person wears what is comfortable for him, but when he is among people, he must dress according to the way others see it. He has no choice, since shame compels him to follow their fancies. It is the same in spirituality. A person has a desire within him which comes from himself. In other words, even when he is alone and there are no people around him to affect him or from whom to absorb some desire, he receives an awakening and craves to be a servant of the Creator. But his own desire is probably not big enough for him not to need to enhance it so he can work with it to obtain the spiritual goal. Therefore, there is a way, just like in corporality, to enhance that desire through people on the outside, who will compel him to follow their views and their spirit. This is done by bonding with people whom he sees that also have a need for spirituality. And the desire that those people on the outside have begets a desire in him, and thus he receives a great desire for spirituality. In other words, in addition to the desire that he has from within, he receives a desire for spirituality that they beget in him. And then he acquires a great desire with which he can reach the goal. Hence, the issue of love of friends is where each person in the group, besides having a desire of his own, acquires desire from the friends. This is a great asset that can be obtained only through love of friends. However, one should take great care not to be among friends who have no desire to examine themselves, the basis of their work, whether it is to bestow or to receive, and to see if they are doing things in order to reach the path of truth, which is the way of nothing but bestow. Only in such a group it is possible to instill the friends with a desire to bestow, meaning that each will observe a lack from the friends, which he himself lacks the power to bestow. And wherever he walks, he is eagerly searching for a place where perhaps someone will be able to give him the power to bestow. Hence, when he comes into a group where everyone is thirsty for the power to bestow, everyone receives this strength from everyone else. This is considered receiving strength from the outside in addition to the small power that he has within him. Thus far.
Yes.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, why does a person has to start with praise and then thanksgiving?
We always judge the states according to the order of the kelim. The light is in complete rest. And it depends on how I arrange the kelim, in what order, this after that, it operates it in the degrees of coarseness, in the degrees of purity, in all kinds of fashions. And then I come to the bestowal from the light, the most beneficial effect. Therefore, it's like you're placing yourself towards someone. You're asking, let's say, something from the government. You need to organize the things right, you need to write them correctly, to... Yeah, you want like a certain help or something. Meaning the order needs to be very clear. And therefore... We always operate from pure to coarse, from less important to more important, or the other way around, depending on which actions, from the most important to the less important. But the order must be there. And then, therefore, before I appeal, before I address, I must start with the thanks for the gratitude and the greatness of the giver. It's not like here in our world where from the klipot it comes out with a certain copy that I need to kind of like brown nose him and really lick his hand or something like that. It's so he will ask for something. There's no nepotism. It's the way we order the kelim correctly. It's how I become closer to him. It's all in the difference in the kelim. Then there's no difference in the light. Therefore, we have to say, first of all, we need to be thankful to him. We need to bow before him. It's only talking about the kelim, how we will come to closeness, but not in such closeness that as if something changes in him. Nothing changes in him. All of a sudden, you discover that he's smiling. Later, you discover he's getting mad, or and so on and so forth. It's all that you're discovering towards your kelim, and in him, all the forms that are at once, and there's no difference, and there's no change in form. Okay? Yes.
Alexei from Haifa is asking, when a person is upset with the whole world and is in a hard condition, where will it take the strength to work above reason, praise, and be grateful?
There's nowhere from where to get this. Only from blows. This is already the path of suffering. If he is completely disconnected from everyone, how can he influence his destiny? Only through time, the sufferings will grow and grow and increase, and they will change him. Yes.
Dad from Zichon is asking, what does it mean to be cautious from talking to friends who don't examine themselves? Who are we talking about? People from the group, people from the outside. How can we know what is going on within a person anyway?
I recommend to be very particular in checking what you're entering into yourself, what you're letting in. It's safer to engage in the engagements of the body, it's like that, beastie things, food, sex, family, all kinds of things, where than to make actions in the group without thought and calculations. Because the beast is the beast, the animal is the animal. Yeah, you did something with the body is pressing on you. So you disconnected. You fell to the degree of animal. Whereas if you're operating in the group and you're not operating exactly right, you are already in the degree of speaking which is corrupted, and this is not good. It's worthwhile to be very precise in that and pay attention in that. Well, Emmanuel,
He writes here that those people on the outside, they are benefit. They give him. They beget in him a desire by which he receives a great desire for spirituality.
Well,
now I'm looking at myself. When we were in the previous dissemination operation, so we were integrated with external people, and I don't know if he's talking about external people here, like the public, the broader public, but what I felt is that the fact I mixed with them, it gave me a great desire later on to come to the lesson, to the group, and to really demand and to really come with a desire, with burning fire from within.
This is all of the uniqueness in the engagement in dissemination. From dissemination, you receive the deficiency. This deficiency you raise upwards in order to fill it, yes, through the center of the group, to the Creator, to the light. You receive the filling, the correction, and you transfer it onwards in return. Yes?
So for me, it was the first time that I felt it such intensively.
Why aren't you going out to some action? We have many actions that we do in all kinds of places. We're giving lectures, we're doing lessons, workshops. You can also do it in several languages. What's the problem? You can also connect it with your profession. It's a very interesting profession. I think... You really have many opportunities. Maybe you don't have time or the strength, but it will obligate you. It will compel you.
I really want to do it. I already talked to people. I'm planning to do it, obviously. But after all this operation, we entered a different period where I didn't integrate that much with the people on the outside. And then I feel, as you said before, I come to the lesson and I'm lacking fuel.
Of course you're lacking. You're looking at your friends. They're all such that they don't care at all. They have no desire in life. It's truly the degree of animal or even vegetative, if not inanimate. And so you're included by them and you're just weakening yourself. What for did you come from Switzerland?
I don't know if the problem is my friends. I don't think so. But I have to arrange for myself a source of deficiencies.
But how will you arrange it? Either you'll go to disseminate, or either the integral education or the wisdom of Kabbalah, but nevertheless, you need the society. You see, can you advance with such people? What to do?
Now I'm asking, if there is a more, is there a period which is more focused on internal scrutiny? Or,
yes.
So how can we arrange such a deficiency for ourselves where everyone comes to the morning lesson with a burning fire and they ask you questions and they don't give up on anything?
Meaning it's a very bad period.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm sure the Creator is arranging things the best way
you are
possible.
Talking really. How wonderful. Take an example. Well.
But how can we arrange such, organize such a fire, although right now we don't go out in such a way?
Yes, well, how? Tell me.
I'm asking you.
I'm asking too, how can we arrange ourselves, organize ourselves to awake?
I noticed that just from talking, I'm not impressed by it that much. A friend can tell me with the best intention about the greatness of the goal, and it doesn't really influence me that much. It depends if he's a good actor or not such a good actor, but...
Why can't a friend awaken you and strange, foreign people that you're caring for can all awaken you all of a sudden?
I don't know.
No, I'm asking you because you're a smart person, an expert. Well, you understand all these things. Why not? Why can foreign people, just like that, you're going to some grandmother who's crying and because she has problems with her things, and you're sitting there with crying her, and next to your friend that is crying and doesn't have the greatness of the Creator, you don't have the same fuel. Well, what?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, but it's a fact, right?
Right.
It's because the Creator himself, as you say, is doing this trick for you. He's arranging your life like this. He is burdening your heart. He is not letting you have the opportunity to awaken. And then you come to the group, and the group is kind of like that, beasts everyone, they're sleeping everyone. And just on purpose, it's worked out like that for you, like that from above. This is a specific degree, a specific state from which everyone needs to now wake up and to raise themselves in the importance of the goal. There's no external state. It's all internal. Whoever negates does so in his own flaws. I see the way I see my internal world. That's how I see everything around me. Nothing other than that changes. The problem is that I need now, like this, raise myself together with the friends. But where's the fuel? And where will I receive this awakening? And it's not so bad. So if it was bad, at least I'd have something that's kind of like stabbing me from behind. Then I jump up. But now I'm not jumping. Well, what do we do?
I'm asking you, there are two options. It's either we try to get together inside a group with the yeshivot chaverim, parties and such things, or we simply go out there once again and are integrated with such foreign desires. And I don't know, perhaps we should do it together.
To go out to the field, that's for sure.
So you recommend to take the integral crucis as soon as possible and simply go out there?
Yes, I recommend that. But when you went out earlier to a action of dissemination, you went out in the masses, and then you received an impression from everyone. And then you engaged in one state, in one creator, in one action, in connecting as the maximal amount of humanity to that state. And there was a short time, and the goal, and action on behalf of the, we were helped from all kinds of places by all sorts of stimulations, and it was special. It was truly how the Creator really arranged for us with all the forces for and against in order to bring us to action, to fire, to such a state. But this is as an example. Now we need, with the same degree of impression or even more, to work in a methodical manner.
And where do we get the deficiencies from now?
From importance.
And where do we get the importance from?
Well, we must try and bring each to the hearts of the friends the importance of the goal in such a way that you will be burning like your heart was burning back then. But at least, if not, but more. The second thing is you need to increase it in the society. The third thing, we need to come to despair that we're not capable, nevertheless, to do this. And then to cry to the Creator in the prayer of many.
So meanwhile, what I'm doing, well, on Friday Eve, I always invite friends to my place. We sing, eat, drink together, and we speak about the importance of the our path, the Creator, the Rav. And it's a very powerful means. I feel it gives me a lot of strength and to everyone who is with us there. So it's something very powerful. Now, which additional means do we have? Or is it the main means to simply be in contact with the friends?
This is important, what you're doing. It's important. What other means? Everything. I don't know what to say. To work together on something like they're working now in the building, it depends on how they awaken themselves. Connection. In every place, and nevertheless, more and more. And the main thing is during the descent. These are times that we can benefit a lot. During the descent, as you're still impressed and being uplifted, you're working on fuel that's been given to you. It's from above. It illuminates to you, and you're kind of jumping on that wave and continuing. But during the descent, to make the effort, even a small one, and also to try and see yourself as persistent, meaning as a train, you know, the his wheel moves like this, so it's going both back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth, and this way a person can go. Yes, it's not important. It's like as if he's moving backwards, but he's still progressing forward. And during the descent, if we can accumulate power, strength, and forces, it gives much greater clarity than during the ascent. Then you are inside your beastly nature, and within it, which you illuminate, so from that coarseness, you actually come to revelation. It's really, really worthwhile. And even if you'll see that almost not, and then you fall again, and after a moment, it's anyways great achievements. Yes.
In the group, there are also sometimes situations where someone enters something like your comfort zone. And you are offended or you get hurt, and you try to be in contact with that person, and it's very hard to relate to him as your equal when something like this happens.
Are you looking at him or at the Creator who did this to you?
I'm trying to see the Creator, but whenever I see his face, I want to run away.
You forget about this. You disconnect.
There are 300 other friends, so I can do my work with someone else, seemingly.
That's usually what happens to us, and it's called that we're running away from the work.
Now I'm asking how to use such an incident correctly when someone enters my comfort zone.
There aren't actions other than by light upon the will to receive. You need to see you, especially with your profession, you will get used to it faster. For me, it really helped that I nevertheless dealt with systems. I am drawn to arranging everything under one system, the combination of forces, connections between things, but a system. The fact that you are drawn in a systematic way to systematic things, it really helps. It's very helpful. So therefore, who's the friend? What is the group? It's all the upper light operating through them correctly. Correct. And according to how I respond to them, according to how I see them and how I relate to them, that's how I see them. And the light arranges all the forms of relations. You are all the time working in such a plane that it's not you and them, rather the light which is operating in the kli and giving you by this a certain form of freedom of choice here to relate in an independent manner into things. If you look in such a way at all of reality, it becomes truly a very special game that the Creator is playing with you. All the time moving different images and forms and shapes, and wants you to discover what he wants by this and what he wants by that. It's really like in chess or in, a flirt, he says. Yes, or something else. In short, I think it's worthwhile to hold on to it as much as possible.
But still, psychologically, it's very difficult.
Difficult? No, it later becomes easy. You get used. A habit becomes second nature. You start getting used to seeing these things only in this way. I remember it started with me that once we came back to Rabash's home, and we had there like a frog that you, or a garbage can that you press on the foot and it would open the top. And the horse would come and we'd press. Yes, they know how to do this. Yeah, it was like a mechanical. And he opened this lid and he ate the horse. There was a meal, we threw a lot of breads there and all kinds of things. So he would eat it. We had there like a farm nearby. It was very pastoral, the whole area around. It was very special. There were fields and a graveyard, and it was a very nice place, like you're in the edge of the world. And he says, "You see, this is the angel." And I was kind of really young by his hand, by his side, with the whole wisdom. So I started to ask and get interested, why, and why is he calling this horse an angel? It's a horse. He's eating from what was thrown to him there. Yes, it's what angel. An angel is what? Angels eat garbage. There's something completely opposite. Yes? And I started to see in that direction, and also then I started to ask him, and he said, "Well, what do you think? And if they say about people that he's like an angel, is it good or bad that they say that to a person?" I said, "Well, so what? Are they talking about him like he's a horse?" He said, "Well, think." And then I kind of continued to think about that more and more, and thus to see the world that everyone are angels, meaning they're operated from above, and other than me. And he also turns to me, and I asked him, "And what are you?" He said, "I too, towards you, yes, I'm an angel. Meaning I'm sent from above in order to care for you so that you will do your work." And that's how each person is towards everyone else. And then when you start to see it in such a way, you see that the whole world is organized only for your correct response to the Creator through the whole world. The world is in the middle, on one hand you, on the other hand the Creator. And please start this bidirectional work.
Now, the right reaction. I was on the TV, on TV, wearing a white yarmulke. And then came a friend and told me, "Why are you wearing a white yarmulke when you're in broadcast to the Europeans? It can't be." So I said, "I don't understand what the problem is. Other people also wear a yarmulke and now just immigrated to Israel. So what's the problem?"
No. For dissemination, that's not good.
I'm not asking about that. I'm asking about other friends. All the other friends also wear a yarmulke. All of them.
Now, if you come there, Ogan Levy was sitting with the kippah, then it looks natural. If comes a guy from Switzerland, and he's not a Jew from birth, and all of a sudden he's sitting in Israel, and with a kippah, and he's growing a beard, and soon he'll have long bangs and a tzitzit to the ground. It's really showing that we're kind of bringing someone into orthodoxy or something like that, and we don't into repentance, and we don't want to do these external actions before a person does the internal actions. Because for us, the main thing is the internality, and this is how it's also defined in the Torah and in every place. First of all, internality, and later, externality. After the hearts, we need to go. After the corrected heart. Although, after the actions, the hearts are drawn, but the actions, the meaning is in order to bestow. And therefore, your example towards Europeans, as you're already sitting in Israel in such a way, is not an example for them. What are they saying? Some Swiss guy came from some beautiful and cultivated, beautiful country to where? To Petah Tikva. As it's a little different than from where are you from?
I'm from around Syria.
Yeah, from Zurich. Zurich? Well, Zurich and Petah Tikva. Yes, I'm talking from the point of view of a European, not from my point of view. In my point of view, it's something different. This is Zurich and this is Petah Tikva. And he's also looking at you here already with a kippah and the beard. And you're saying the Lord and the Creator and so on, and they're looking at you, and so what can they think? Is it worthwhile for them to be connected to us or not? So we are really a cult that takes people and brings them into tshuva and makes from them all Jews and so on and so forth. Well, why is this? I don't think that it's attractive. Now, next to you, Terence is going to stand up and will start to tell us what will be. Also on him, you'll put a kippah and a beard and peot.
He will, don't worry.
Well, what will we have? The world won't want to be connected to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And really, we don't need that. We just want the correction of the connection between people so where the Creator will be revealed there. That's the goal. Therefore, they told you correctly.
Yeah, but I wear a yarmulke long before I moved here, and I also want to start to convert. But that's besides. That's my own private decision, probably.
Yes, but from the point of view of the publicity of a publication towards Europe, how are they looking at you from the outside?
So what? They saw me even in the European Congress like that. They know me like this already.
You're not a good advertisement of ours.
No, but I want to ask about something else. I want to ask about relationship. A friend who comes and tell me that.
Also in Israel, saying, I'm sorry, I'll just continue one more sentence. Also in Israel, we don't want to show that we're bringing people into repentance, into tshuva is repentance is the heart. It needs to be connected to others. This is called to bring teshuv hei towards vav, which is to bring hei towards vav, meaning tshuva, meaning to come back to bestow to the Creator, to the root, to the shoresh, and putting a kippah on his head or not, that's already not the important thing.
But I want to ask about the relationships of between me and that friend who told me not to wear a yarmulke after the broadcast. Let's say I was offended.
No, he's looking at it from this point of view. Because we invest so many efforts and means in dissemination. So a guy comes, and in such a way that in his external form spoils everything for us. I would have told you the same thing in his place. I'm telling you. It's a matter of the work. I'm investing so much in a business, and he doesn't know. It's not doing it on purpose, but he's ruining it. So I need to tell him. Yes, for sure. Especially if you don't continue, then it returns to you that you're bothering all of us in the dissemination.
No, I understand it. That's clear, and I could agree with him because I could understand what he said. That's true. No problem here. But still, emotionally, I was offended. And now I'm looking at that friend, not like before he told me that.
raised to the degree where everyone is equal and everyone needs correction, and that's it. Rise to there. And it's not important how the Creator is arranging things for you.
How should I treat that friend now? Give me a simple answer.
I have no problem in me. I shout at someone, then I look normally at the person, then I look at them and relate to them normally, and then I shout again, and as if I get mad, and as if not. It depends at what level of relations we're in. But above everything, it's that everyone has to be in connection and everyone is operated by one force. I never have. Well, at once, yes, but to feel truly a hurt. But it's like a hurt in your pride altogether. It could be that I need to show someone, especially do that, but not because I was hurt, but because I need to place him in a place where he will start discerning between things. Let's say someone hurt me, just like that, with disregard, it happens here and there, things. I usually pass on it. Decide, of course, and if so, I put care on him, special care on him. But it's not that I have to do it to him on purpose. It's to awaken in him a sensitivity for something that is needed. And then it all of a sudden passes. He got it. He absorbed it, and there's no problem. No, you need to manage these things. It's not... And in general, to relate to all the things that are coming to you so that you will be corrected. Don't accept anyone in a personal way, because there's no one here who's personally relating to it. The whole friends and all the group are all especially in the care of the upper, and each towards everyone. That's the language the Creator is speaking to you. Mushi.
It says in the article that if a person is alone, then he has a certain desire for spirituality, and if he enters a group, then he increases that desire. So we have 10 days more. In 10 days, there's a Congress for Virtual Students in Moscow. They're gathering all the students. I'm going there myself. And clearly, those students who will be there, they have a certain desire for spirituality. And when they will be there in such an environment for 3 days, definitely their desire will grow, especially when they have appreciation for the teachers who will also be there. But I'm asking, our congresses... Our talks, we're talking about unity, bestowal. What can we add more? And we know that people are not that impressed from all those talkings. And when we go to dissemination, you see friends are going through dramatic situations, and the way they invest, you are impressed much more. So how can we make them even more impressed during those 72 hours, let's say in a meal, and Yeshivat Chaverim, we're talking about everything, and you said that besides workshops, you have many other means that you wanted to tell us about, so...
I don't know what to tell you. All in all, what works is time. Time, the meaning is, as much as you compress this time, as much as you know, you can kind of shorten it, compress it. But although it's not permitted for us to go according to time, but we also need to agree with it that a penny upon a penny accumulate to one big sum. Therefore, whatever you have in your hands, you should do. I don't know, more than workshops and gatherings of friends, more than meals, but warm meals. Not that everyone's sitting in a big hall and like that. It has to be, you need to, if it's possible, it depends on the place, you need to make it also in us. The meals are not enough, kind of like in some tables, someone sitting here like that, and tables are kind of separated. I don't know. We need to somehow connect the tables. I wanted to say a long time ago about that. To somehow connect in some way, not necessarily a round way. Let it be a square. Let it be in all kinds of forms, but the tables should be continuously connected. And you can't see each other, but somehow, so it'll be a little bit more calculated how we do this. I don't know. The truth is, it's very difficult in a big audience to make actions that will influence everyone and will be sensed and felt in each and every one intimately, in a personal manner. Try. I don't know. I'm not well versed in this. I don't have the experience in this. Yes.
Let's say many teachers will be there, and we want to show them an example of what unity is, so that they will have a greater desire to unite, to connect, so that they will continue searching for an environment. So I'm trying to understand, how can I demonstrate, how can I show them that I want such a connection? How can I give them an example? Besides raising a beautiful l'chaim and talk about unity, that's clear, I'm going to do that. But besides that, I don't understand what else I can do.
We need to explain to them that they're not influencing to the audience wisdom. They're not bestowing wisdom upon them, but they're bestowing the reforming light. We have no action in with our intellect, and not even with our feelings, and in anything. As much as we are connected together, united together, and then we'll be able to concentrate like this, like with a true laser, to bring this beam of light. This is the action. And this light which enters inside a desire, it is what builds inside a desire all the discernments. This they need to know. And therefore, just connection in order to draw the light, to concentrate it, and to bestow onwards. That is exactly our action. As much as I explain to you with my mind, in the mind, nothing is perceived. I understand that. I know this, but I must clothe it in some kind of intellectual way, otherwise you won't be concentrated towards me. But what I'm operating is not upon your mind. I'm operating only by continuing. What I'm capable upon you is the reforming light. Only by that the changes occur. And the mind is, it doesn't work. By that, the matter does not develop. This you need to explain to them. And in order to be influential spiritually, you need to be in such a way connected with everyone, or at least with some big group of the teachers especially, where each of them needs it for his profession. Okay? This is a must to explain. This is actually the profession. A person doesn't need to get a diploma for what he went through and what wisdom he's learned there and pieces of knowledge he got. People won't feel the impression from him. They'll feel a little bit a few times and that's it. But the teacher is called, that there must be that the upper force that is coming and operating them in the right way. This is called the staff, or that's how it's called. Only in such a way. Do we have announcements? So start. So, to understand the light, we invite you to a festive evening, a Kabbalistic festive evening for Hanukkah, a fascinating lecture in the spirit of Hanukkah with food and so on. Today in Rehov Yigal Alon in Tel Aviv, for details, 1-700-509-209. A convention of graduates of the International Academy of Kabbalah. We invite you to a first-of-its-kind convention with graduates, teachers, and guests, unity without boundaries, 13th to the 15th of December in Moscow. For details, events at kabacademy.com. This is all of our home. Friends from all over the country come, from different groups, to come and make this better. 29 days to the end. And Rehov HaMakshimim, between businesses, there's a four-story building. And the building is built with friends, with great joy, which wraps the whole world with love. If I was alone, then who am I? I'm small. But let's say Vig Moti here, if he was here alone doing the work, nothing would have happened. Who's going to clear things? Who's going to do the rotation? You can't. Even that, it breaks after a while. It's like we feel each other. The moment they get tired, all of a sudden some hand takes the jackhammer, and it's you truly feel the connection from the physical work. It's simply amazing. Our new home, we're building it together.
I'm on the path towards a goal I run. No time for rest. My journey's just begun. It's all uphill. No finish line in sight. I'm low on fuel. And I can't see the light. I stop and pray for the strength to go on. My mind says stop. But my heart is strong. Suddenly is by my side, pushing me with his loving drive. He evokes this love I can't explain. And all I want is for him to attend. Yasha again, it is the only way. Yasha again, let's turn this night into day. Yasha again, I'm not turning. Let's use this life to attack. We move on. The rain is coming down. The path is tough. But we hold each other up. It really slows us down. We're both so tired. He wants to turn around. We pray together for our strength to grow. Let's turn this night into day.